Welcome to In the Starlight, Research and Resources for English Learner Achievement, a podcast from the Starlight Consortium, located on the web at www.elresearch.org. In the Starlight, Issue 3, Bilingualism and Young Children, written by Laura Ann Petito, Ph.D., prepared by Alfredo Schifini, Ph.D., Los Angeles County Office of Education, December 2006. At what age can I expose my baby to another language without causing language confusion? Childhood bilingualism. The objective of this research was to provide empirical evidence concerning young bilingual children's early knowledge of their two languages. Specifically, what is the optimal age for bilingual language exposure? Despite the widespread prevalence of children in bilingual contexts in the United States and throughout the world, there are few empirical studies of very young bilinguals. This paucity of research has fostered contradictory views about childhood bilingualism. On the one hand, parents marvel at the seemingly effortlessness with which young children can acquire multiple languages. On the other hand, many parents, educators, and scientists alike have concluded that exposing a child to two languages too early may cause developmental language delay, or worse, language confusion. The question of optimal age of exposure is particularly reflected in contemporary educational policy, where children typically receive their first exposure to another language at relatively advanced ages. Focus of research. Six distinct lines of inquiry were undertaken over several years, each consisting of several sub-studies. One method used was to examine the optimal age for bilingual language exposure by studying young bilinguals who were exposed to their other language for the first time, beginning from ages birth, 3, 5, and 7. These ages correspond to key periods of brain development and provide a first-time window into the biological factors that contribute to successful bilingual acquisition. Also studied was the age of first bilingual exposure and its enduring impact on adult bilingual language processing. Additionally, this issue was looked at by examining children acquiring two languages across a variety of social contexts: home, community, and classroom only. Hearing babies acquiring two spoken languages were compared with signing speaking babies, who can potentially produce their two languages simultaneously. Also studied was whether they take this option, and under what conditions, as the window into the knowledge that underlies all childhood bilingualism. Finally, multiple research methodologies were used, spanning from behavioral measurement to brain imaging. This threefold approach, using an interdisciplinary perspective, multiple populations, and multiple methods, provides the most powerful lens to lay bare the answers to any research program. Summary of bilingual findings, all studies. Overall, this research endeavor has been spectacularly successful and has yielded many important findings that bear directly on the nation's educational priorities and policy towards bilingual children. As hypothesized, the age of bilingual exposure has a significant impact on bilingual language development. Moreover, early age of bilingual exposure has a positive impact on multiple aspects of a child's development: linguistic, cognitive, and reading. Children who experience early and extensive exposure to both of their languages quickly grasp the fundamentals of both of their languages, and in a similar manner to that of monolingual language learners. As adults, these bilingual individuals, in addition to their good behavioral performance on language tasks, also show brains that process their two languages in a similar manner. The field raised concerns that early bilinguals may be linguistically, cognitively, and academically disadvantaged. Our findings suggest that early bilingualism offers no disadvantages. On the contrary, young bilinguals may be afforded a linguistic and a cognitive advantage. Early dual language exposure is also key to skilled reading acquisition. Moreover, learning to read in two languages may afford an advantage in key phonemic awareness skills vital to reading success. Implications for teachers. The research reinforces the value of dual language programs and bilingual education programs that provide children with rich language experiences in two languages. The development of two languages simultaneously at an early age is not detrimental. In many ways, it provides linguistic, cognitive, and social advantages over monolingual development. Such instructional programs should consider the simultaneous introduction of beginning reading in both systems as early as preschool. In the Starlight, research and resources for English learner achievement is a product of the Starlight Consortium. This network of committed educators from the Los Angeles, Riverside, San Bernardino, San Diego, San Joaquin, Santa Clara, and Ventura County offices of education is dedicated to promoting the achievement of students who are English learners. Visit our website to download more podcasts and resources in English and Spanish at www.elresearch.org. Theme music provided by Magnatune.com. Track number 1 from the Magnatune Mix album, Down Tempo Chill by DJ Carey. Starlight Issues are produced and designed by the San Bernardino County Superintendent of Schools. Starlight website produced by Robert Daly. RIM CTAP, the California Technology Assistance Project, Region 10. Copyright 2004 to 2010, Starlight Consortium, all rights reserved.